Now I'm going to go to, oh, Ed Perry, you're not running for office, but I invited you here in studio. Of course, it is your station, but I did invite you in. You know why?
Why?
Because this is a big year for the station. This is our 45th year in business.
It seems pretty amazing, doesn't it?
It seems very, very amazing. I've been here for almost 32 of those years. So, Ed, I was hoping you might have a few words for our listeners.
Well, one of the things that I'm happy about is that we're still here, that we have managed to get through years that were really good and hot, and we had a lot of sales, and years when it was very difficult to sell anything because of the environment, both financially and sometimes medically. But we have gotten through all of the times, and we're here, and we're still broadcasting. And the thing that really amazes me about this radio station is that we have been able to do what a lot of other members of the media, both newspapers and broadcasting, haven't been able to do, which is to separate the news from the advertising. In other words, there are some stations that are, you know, the Fox News. They're Fox News, but they're focused on a particular version of the news. And then on the other side, you have other stations that focus on the other side of Fox. And so when you hear the news from those members of the media, you don't know for sure whether you're hearing a thank you for advertising or some support, or whether you're simply, you don't know what about the validity of what you are hearing. But here, we have separated that. That you, Christine, you've been here doing this for 30 years. At first you were the person who wrote the commercials here. And then you understood, as we understood after meeting you, that you had the ability, a great ability, to focus on news. And you took over the news department. How long ago was it? 25 years ago?
Yeah, a little bit longer. But remember, I came here with news background.
Yes, we know that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you were a Vassar girl.
Yes, Ed, I think you're more impressed with that than I am, but go on.
Well, I was impressed. I mean, I was impressed because I, as I've told you a million times, I was hired by Vassar College to get them an FM broadcasting station, and I was up there when you were in your senior year, mm-hmm. and you were interested in broadcasting.
Yeah.
And
I sensed your essence, even though I never met you.
Yeah, well,
I'm the man I'm going to meet and work for, I'm going to fight with almost every day. But yeah. Somehow I'm going to still sign on to do it.
Well, that's it. I mean, we don't always agree on stuff.
No, but, very often don't.
But I've never brought a rhinoceros in to attack you.
Yes, so far.
Well, so far.
I feel safe.
I have a few squirrels who are still
in the job. Ed, thank you for financing this place, for letting us do what we do, and thank you for not being a corporate guy that says you can't have stories that are over 45 seconds. So we've been able to do deep dive investigative pieces that have run for 10 and 11 minutes we never would have been able to do on any commercial station. So I appreciate that, and I also appreciate the fact that I can yell at you, and I know I'm not going to get fired, because I'm always right, Ed. I'm always right.
Always right. What is it? What is it that you write?
John Creed, you wanted to...
Oh, Ed, I'd like to add this, because a big part of WATD is what we've done with high school sports. And a tip mm-hmm. of the cap to Bill Wilhelm, who has now been voted to the Duxbury Sports Hall of Fame. And
well,
he'll
deserved.
Get that award in Thanksgiving. But that's been part of WATD, too.
Absolutely. That's yeah. terrific. So, Ed, we appreciate that. Can I put you on hold 1 second? We have one of our good friends of the station that's a former Senate president, Therese Murray, standing by.
Oh, my goodness.
Checking in right here. I know she's one of your favorites.
Yeah,
good evening, Terry. Thank you so much for calling in on this primary night.
Her middle name is Route 44, by the way.
There you go. How are you tonight on this primary night?
I'm terrific. How are you?
Good, thank you. That's Bob Hedlund yelling in the background. Pay no attention to him.
I'm having flashbacks.
Okay, there he goes.
Yes, to me.
What do you think about these races we're talking about tonight, especially the state races, say, like, for attorney general and auditor that are running so neck and neck? What's your take on all this? Are you seeing a different kind of a race? Do you remember this much excitement for a state race besides governor in the last couple of decades? I don't.
Well, there's been a few in the past, you know, Democratic primary, certainly. But this one's going to come down to probably after midnight, but we know for sure in some of these statewide races because of Barnstable's problems.
Oh, that's
and
right.
They have over 30, I think it's 8,000 or 9,000 people registered in the town, and there's a predominantly Democratic vote that comes out in these primaries. More Democrats come out and vote, and they couldn't start voting till noon today.
Right, so, and they're open till midnight to vote.
Right, and you've got auditor and AG and lieutenant governors that races that are so close that could be the outcome.
You're absolutely right. You know, it's interesting. Every year we always say something goes wrong in some town, and it's never what we think it is. And, you know, we always use as an example, and no aspersions on Plimpton because it is a beautiful town. We always say it's going to be the last 300 votes in Plimpton. But, no, it's not. It's Barnstable and a locked vault, which is something I've never heard. But it's, you know, it always makes it interesting. Are you enjoying being more an observer of the political race? I know that do you like sitting back and watching that and just pretty much getting involved in the things you want? Do you miss running for office? That always seemed like a chore to me.
I do not miss running for office. I am helping other people run for office. Maura Healy have done a lot of work on her campaign and will continue to do so. And we'll be in front of Cordage Park Thursday morning at 10 o'clock in case anyone would like to come out and see Maura.
Okay, that's a good plug right there. What time was that again in location?
10 o'clock, 40 Cordage Drive, Cordage Park, North Plymouth.
That sounds great. What do you remember from your years in the State House? Is there one particular moment that you thought kind of summed up, this is why I ran for office, this is a piece of legislation that got through, and this is what made it all worthwhile? Was there something like that you remember?
Well, there's a couple. The children's the fund we have for children who have illnesses that their parents certainly can't cover through insurance or their own funds, the catastrophic funds. And we are only two states in the country that have it, New Jersey and Massachusetts, so that no family has to go bankrupt if the child becomes ill. And the newborn hearing, the insurance company bought me on that, but every child before they leave the hospital after they're born has a hearing test, so they don't have to wait till they get into kindergarten or first grade and find out why they're not being able to read so I'm very proud of those two things.
I just got handed a piece of paper by Bob Hedlund, and it says, "Does she miss me?"
Not at all, Bob.
Not at all, Bob. You're free to go in peace. That's good. Like, see, he still cares about what you think, even though he admits that he doesn't. But we appreciate you checking in with us, Senator Murray, and we'll talk to you in an hour. We appreciate it on this primary night.
Bye-bye.
Great. Thank you. Again, that's former Senate President Therese Murray of Plymouth. Ed, I cut you off a little bit. Did you any other things that you wanted to say about the 45th year here in business?
The 44th year, 45th year in
yes.
business is that there were a lot of people who thought when we built this radio station, which took a lot of work, getting the license, taking a frequency that was originally on Martha's Vineyard, moving it up here and replacing it with a different frequency on Martha's Vineyard. The people in Martha's Vineyard did not like that idea, and they fought us for a number of years on it. And we had to go through a lot to get this radio station licensed, including a lot of things locally to build the radio tower somewhere in town. And the only place we really found an opportunity to build a tower without people coming to the zoning board and saying, no, they can't have that tower here, was right next to the town disposal area. And when we filed with the town to put up a tower there, really very few people came and complained about it. And some people said, oh, we think it's a good place for the tower. And hence our call letters, WATD, we're at the dump.
You know, it's funny. People still ask me that question. They go, you know, it's a rumor that I've heard that that's what that stands for. Like, they're saying it like it's secret. It's like, yes, that's true.
It's true.
It is what that stands for.
It's true. But what I'm really proud of is the fact that we have wonderful people. People say to me, oh, you have a wonderful radio station. And my response is, no, I have a lot of people who make it a wonderful radio station. That when you look at our staff, most of the staff has been with us for over 15 and years, and many of them much more. Rob Hackler has been with us for 20 years. You've been with us for 30 years. Jackie McGoodwin has been with us for 40 years.
Kathy D.
Has been with us.
At least 35.
Kathy D. was here when we turned this place on, or shortly after we turned this place on, that we have been so fortunate to have people who loved radio as something to give to the community, and have done that. And
because you're letting the inmates run the asylum, and we like that.
Well, I'm letting the reason, because the good thing about letting the inmates run the asylum is that often there's no space for you inside.
very funny. That's great. What's your favorite part of this station besides getting on the air and just talking for hours?
Thank you. My favorite thing about it is getting calls from our listeners who say thank you. I've always looked at it. There's a song that I always remember talking about radio as a friend. And that when a lot of these radio stations have figured that out, and a lot haven't. We have figured it out, I think, probably better than anybody in Massachusetts. And if you look at all of the awards that we have won for news, for public service, and so on, it's because the people here care about the people there. And the people there are those who turn on the radio and listen to WATD, and they trust us. And that's, for me, that has been the great thing, is to be the owner of something that people trust, where people say thank you instead of get the hell off the air. And
sometimes they say that.
And well, every once in a while.
I've gotten a few of those calls over the years.
Yeah, but
get that guy off the air, not you.
Yeah, well, we got a few letters recently about something that happened on a show.
Sorry, Ed.
Yeah, but that's okay, because that's the whole idea here. Is that we don't take just one side. We allow people to take both sides. And this is the wonderful thing about radio, is that you can use it to help people. And we have done that for a long, long time, and I intend to do it for as long as I live. And and I believe firmly in the thing that I made this up, but I'm sure a million people have said it before. The longer you work, the longer you live.
And probably.
And having something that you love to do, where you can be helping other people in a positive way, you should keep doing it, because it's fun, and there's nothing better than having somebody smile at you and say thank you. And but it's not easy, because you got to have people who feel the same way to make the thing work. Mm-hmm. And the people at this radio station who run it, all I do is oversee it. I don't run it.
So are you saying raises for everybody? Is that what you're saying?
Raisins.
No, raises, not raisins.
Raisins. Raisins
for everyone, right?
Raisins are a hell of a lot cheaper.
I should be the union steward.
There you go.
But anyway, it's an honor for me to be in the position that I'm in, because I have a wonderful staff here. I have the best staff of any radio station in the state of Massachusetts, and perhaps anywhere in the country.
I agree with that.
And we fight, we're a family, but as a family, we support the people who need us, who need the things that we can offer them, the information we can give them, and that's the right thing to do, and we will continue to do it for as long as we possibly can, which is going to be a long, long time.
Thank you, El Presidente. Of course, that's WATD's own general manager and owner, Edward F. Perry Jr., my boss and occasional nemesis. Thank you for coming on.
Come on.
45 years.
Come on, Christine. You know you have no boss.
I know. I was just kidding.
Here.
I was just
congratulations,
kidding.
Ed.
just being
polite. Yes, congratulations.
Terrific. Well, we appreciate that here on this primary night.
Now, I'm going back
you have to go away because Bob Hedlund needs your chair.
He wants my chair.
That's right.
Oh, I'd love to see that guy sit down.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Of course, we've got...
By the way, I just want to... when we speak of Bob Hedlund, Bob and I go back so many years. He's the mayor of Weymouth now, but... Prior to that, he has done so many things to support the communities. Now, he and I do not always agree with each other. We fought over the opening the Greenbush Railroad to the point where I was afraid he was going to put frogs on the track. He always has the interest of the people who live on the South Shore first. He watches out for people. And he's continuing to do that as mayor of the city, town. Everybody thinks it's a city because it's got a mayor, but it's not. It's still a town of Weymouth. And it's just wonderful to have people like this and like the people who work here.
Well, that's terrific. Now, I don't even need to introduce Bob, and we can get him on for a couple of minutes before we go to the top of the hour. Thank you. That's Ed Perry, owner and general manager of WATD. And now... We're on our political forum here tonight. We've got Bob Hedlund.